us win this battle.
Delaney, coast to coast, in your suburb, hopefully, and in your neck of the woods. We're talking about all kinds of things here on ATN, a jam-packed hour, just like the last one, if you happen to be tuned into that. And we do hopscotch all over the place because, boy, there is a lot to jump to. And it's not all Michael Jackson. It's not the Michael Jackson Genesis Communications Network. All Jackson, all the time. Hey, we get it. We know it. He was, whatever, fabulous musician. He made a difference with some of the charity things he did. He had the nutty side of him, the eccentric side. For goodness sake, he was accused of molestation several times and paid off several people. Okay, we get it. We get it. We get it. The fascination, unbelievable. And this does go hand in hand with People Magazine, Us, TMZ, Entertainment Tonight, Showbiz Tonight. Celebrity news could not be bigger in this country. People are obsessed with celebrities. That's why people like Paris Hilton, who she might be good looking, but she's famous for nothing other than being Paris Hilton and shopping and parading around Los Angeles, New York, wherever. And it's a sad state of affairs, but that's why the Jackson thing falls right in line, the mystery, the death, the whole thing. And they did announce, the family, that there will be a huge memorial at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, a public memorial for Michael Jackson on Tuesday. You can bet that place will be more than standing room only. Guarantee it'll be incredible. Be bigger than the unemployment line, which is hard to shake off these days. I just happened to see the statistic. You know, we're getting closer to 10%. Unemployment hits a 26-year high. Wait a minute. I thought the stimulus was supposed to take us in the opposite direction. Instead, we're going north. Wasn't that the idea of the stimulus, the almost $800 billion stimulus? It was supposed to stimulate the economy, stimulate jobs. And now you got people out of work, no place to go. Unemployment is sadly growing by leaps and bounds. And Wall Street economists are predicting that the rate will rise to 9.6% in June from 9.4% in May. As I said, that's a 26-year high. Economists expecting a loss of 363 jobs in June, up from 345 job cuts in May. And, of course, a lot of that is tied to GM and the fallout from the auto industry. In fact, GM down worse than they thought, 33% from this time last year. Ooh, that is ugly, to say the least. Coming up, the latest on what Obama has to say about a slew of different things. I'm starting to keep score on this. Take the stimulus. Well, that obviously didn't work out. I understand that he inherited debt, but now it's trickling up even more. Then you can also point to a couple of other things, like our taxes aren't going to be raised. Oh, if you make less than $250, don't worry about it. How many times do we hear that in the campaign? Notice with this whole climate control bill and the way it narrowly passed the House, the one thing that when it's being pushed on what the Senate's going to do and how important this is for the future and all that other sort of stuff, man, they don't talk so much about the taxes that are going to be raised and the money that you're going to have to pay for your electricity, because it's the working man that's paying for it. It's not the guys who are in that 5% club. It's not the blue bloods. It's not any of the wealthy. It's going to be the small little guy who's going to pay big time. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, sweetie. A couple of topics. Yes, it's going to be a jam-packed hour. It's a great show you got. I really love it.
Thanks.
Especially when you let me talk. Really quick, about California, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal. My home state of New York, California, all these other big tax and spend states, the government said, look, America, don't bail us out until our legislatures can figure out what they're doing. And the one point I'd like to ask the California legislator And Arnold Schwarzenegger, according to Michael Savage, never admits that how much illegal immigration is costing the state. That's one topic. Where is your money being spent, America? That's the question. Can you just put the budgets up and tell us? That's what they never want to do. And you brought up that point about the GPS and the cars, and you knew I was going to make a point about that, because I'm telling you, the singular aspect is they want to be able to follow you around and control you, but they also know that if there is and there has been a huge drop, decrease in the amount of gasoline, hence the gasoline taxes aren't being collected, they're looking for another way to collect revenue. But
that's
you
right.
have to ask the question, America. We have, like in New York and California, New Jersey, Connecticut, we have the highest taxes, highest property taxes, highest sales taxes. I want to say GD, damn it. Where's the money going? We pay the highest taxes for everything. Where is the money going? Now they want to put a GPS signal to get you by the mile. You have to say, where are you spending the money on? Is there no kind of spending restraint? Can you please tell us where you're spending the money on? And, I mean, they do want to track and control everything you do, but they're not getting the revenue. They're looking for more ways to revenue. They should take these toll booths down. They can track us. I mean, I don't want them to track us, but that toll booth that on 95, the turnpike here in New Rochelle, New York,
right.
This is an anachronism, these toll booths. They don't even belong there. The bridges have been paid for 10, 20 times over, but they still want more revenue.
That's right.
But they never tell you, they never give you the transparency and say, look, this is where we're spending, whether it's the state or the federal government. You mentioned the cap and trade. I mean, we are going to pay for it. And for the air we breathe, they want to make us pay for it.
That's right.
It's just absolutely sad. And I really wanted to call you about the Ricci case in New Haven, about how they slapped down Sotomayor. Let me just tip out, because I can bring this up again another time. I want to ask I hope those white lieutenants and captains get their job and go to work and be great firemen. But could you imagine how are they going to face their bosses in New Haven that the Supreme Court smacked down? They said what you did with this reverse discrimination was so wrong. I mean, if you knew that your councilman's house was burning, wouldn't you have a cigarette break before you jumped in the truck and went over to the house? Really,
that's
think about
point.
It. There was a reverend up there by the name of Kimber. If you knew his church was burning, and don't call me on the race thing. The guy was black, and he threatened the city council up there.
Yeah.
But if you knew his church was burning, I'd say to his congregation, go screw yourself. But these guys are professionals. That's why I'll never be a fireman, a lieutenant, as good as these guys are. They'll do the job. But don't get used to it, white America, because one more judge on that court, and they're going to just do what Obama wants, because it is race, just what they do, this race counting. But it's right. They studied their rear ends off for this test, and they were able to succeed, and they threw the results out. And Sotomayor should not be confirmed. And I don't care what Chuck Schumer says about how they'll go against her at their own peril. Screw you, Mr. Schumer. But at the same token, we hope that the justices work for us, because their legitimacy is at the crux of this. You know, it trickles down to the guy paying the bills.
That's right.
So you work, you hard, you study, you want the job. Give me the damn job. If you're
good enough,
then go back to school. That's what I had to do. That's what
that's
my parents
right.
had to do. Work three
right.
jobs, put yourself through school, and you get to a certain area, and you try to succeed and get further, and then you get smacked down. I mean, it's not fair, and people are not going to stand for it. And
I agree.
I'll call you tomorrow. I love you, babe.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Mark took off on a couple of things, obviously, that I was talking about. What he was mentioning there, the Supreme Court ruling 5-4, you know, we talked about it a ton, that the white firemen actually got justice. It prevailed because they studied, as he said, their rear ends off, and they should have been promoted, and they were screwed. And then ultimately they tried to say, and Sotomayor, she was one of the judges that ruled in favor of the minority, saying the tests were too tough. Hang with us.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinak, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $939. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $965.94, $482.97 for the half ounce, or $241.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $965.94, $482.97, and $241.49.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it too.
Coming up, the blunder of the day. Let's just say you wouldn't have liked to be next to this man on a flight from Charlotte to Los Angeles. I'll explain. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Show is America tonight. If you haven't heard it before, we talk about all the buzz, what's happening across the land, not just Michael Jackson or whatever the latest celebrity deal is. Not that we don't occasionally mention it, but this is definitely not an online or radio version of People Magazine. Jana's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. I'd like to bring up a couple different subjects. Have you heard about this David Choi, who is from California, but he's
yes.
in the National Guard? And
yeah, the whole don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Or you're talking about the and that story is so brutal too. They're set. Basically, what's happening is he's got to leave, and so the whole don't ask, don't tell thing also is coming up, and Obama's kind of skirting it, to say the least, and I'm being kind.
Yes, and this, I heard this David Choi talk tonight, and he said that there was a group of other members in the Guard with him, and that they were really going to advocate to get the Don't Ask, Don't Tell removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you hear the remark from Mark Schroyer? He was the CIA guy that wrote under Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the only thing that could bring America together would be for a major, like a bomb, a weapon to go mm-hmm. off in the United States.
Right, because now you have such division over what's happening and with Obama in the White House and the pulling apart and the financial and the unemployment and all the other things and the massive distractions and, of course, the situation with national security, yeah. And there's other people, too, Jana, that don't voice that but think that.
Yes, and he was telling how he didn't think that Obama or any of the people in power were concerned with, protecting the American people, like doing things about the border, doing things about terrorism. It was just their power they were interested in keeping. I found that very interesting to hear some of his talk.
I agree. I think that what's also interesting is lots of people that voted for Obama, Jenna, are very disappointed so far. And for some reason, a lot of that conversation doesn't get out. But there are a lot of people that are not happy with what's happened with Obama. Because remember, if they're extremely left-left, then including people that are gay thought that the floodgates would be open because there were promises that were made that haven't happened at this point. And it seems like what's happening now with this administration, especially when he was running and especially on the tax thing, that everything that he said is not true. It was all just more of the hardline politics just to get elected. Not that other politicians haven't done that, but I think a lot of people are disappointed in what they're seeing so far.
A lot of my friends who are Democrats have expressed that to me, and I'm Democrat, but I did not vote for Barack because of some of the things about him. You know, I just couldn't do it. And I wanted to know if you know about RAGBRAI.
No.
Okay, that's an extreme bicycle sport that we have every year in Iowa, and RAGBRAI stands for Registers Annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa, and they do it in July, and people from all around the world and other states come to it, and they're out. They always pick a different path every year. This year they're coming through Ottumwa, and they go clear across the state, and it's very brutal because our temperatures are very high and very humid at this time of year, and they're out on, like, the concrete, you know, and rock gravel roads. And anyway, they've got a T-shirt from here in Ottumwa that has about the great bicycle ride, and I would like to send you one. And I wondered if
isn't that sweet? I was just going to say we should have somebody on to talk about it because here, you know, as inspiration, we have Lance Armstrong that's now doing the Tour de France coming up, and will he win yet another one at age 37? And that's fascinating. I didn't know about that race there. I know that, you know, we have the Tour of California, but I didn't realize that has to be a really, really big race, and they must be in great shape to be able to withstand those conditions. Jenna, that's awesome. Hang on a second.
Okay.
And we'll get the information.
And
what'll happen is
I need to know what size you take, and I hope that they're not out of them. I mean, they do sell really well. But I
right,
can
okay.
get you one, yes.
Oh, that's so sweet. Jenna, you don't have to do that, but that's wonderful. Hang on, and we'll give you that information. We'll have Donovan give you the information of where you can send it and all that great stuff. Thank you. How about that big old bad bike race through Iowa? Wow. And it made me think of Lance Armstrong and the fact that the Tour de France is literally right around the corner, because that starts, and that's what, 3 weeks in July, and talk about grueling. If he were to pull that off, you know, with all the allegations of the doping and everything else at age 37, I think it would be just phenomenal. I don't think he will. There's another teammate, Alberto Contador, on his team who has a better shot actually of winning it. But if he places well, it says something about, I think it says something about his fitness and his conditioning. When he was racing before, no matter what, with the possibility of the doping, he still was in incredible shape. When Lance Armstrong had cancer and they told him that there was less than 50%, I think, chance that he would even survive it, and then he came out of that and did what he did in the Tour de France and how he changed his physique. Of all the athletes and all the things that you talk about, you got to tip your cap to him. And the fact that he's jumping back into this is pretty wild. So it'll give us a reason to watch the Tour de France anyway. And there are other Americans, of course, competing, but Lance Armstrong would be the most famous, no question about it. I said that we were going to do the blunder of the day, and we will do that on the flip side. We're also going to let you hear what Barack Obama said today about this is the time for change. And, of course, he's talking about a whole bunch of different things, including climate control. Because here's what's happening. Even a lot of senators, a lot of Democratic senators are not thrilled with the idea, and certainly in its current form. So this isn't going to go through, even with arm twisting, I don't think it's going to go through the Senate as easily. And I think there is a good chance that it won't pass in the Senate. So if it doesn't pass in the Senate with what it talks about now, like cap and trade, et cetera, then there's a good chance that it's scrapped for another year or two before the conversation starts again. That's why you're seeing Obama pushing heavily, lobbying senators, talking about how thrilled he is about Al Franken becoming the senator officially from Minnesota, because then that's 60, and that's another Democrat, et cetera, assuming with this climate bill how huge that would be, and knowing that Al Franken would probably be on the side of that bill. That's why, you know, again, the big phone call, the congratulations, the whatever, there's heavy press on this bill, certainly. Isn't it funny how we have this immigration problem? It's just shelved. It's just thrown in the background. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, people were marching all over the place about Amnesty Now and all this other sort of stuff, and nothing has changed. It's just been shelved. Instead, you have a plethora of other things that jump in front of what I think is just a brutal problem that too many people are ignoring. Mark mentioned it when he jumped on his soapbox and went on and on and on. But it's true, and I say it all the time. With what's going on in California, they always avoid the question of what's happening to their resources with the amount of illegals and what's been drained out of that state, especially when it comes to healthcare, schools, etc. There is no question that has been a big drain on the state of California. They see it in Arizona, as Arizona is another state in trouble. Texas isn't in trouble like California and Arizona because of oil, but there are problems with illegal immigration, certainly, as it is one of the border states. But yet nobody addresses this, and there's suddenly this big-time push for let's go green because we're going to have jobs, but oops, we won't tell you about the jobs we're going to lose because all the industry is going to leave because they can't afford to stay. And then it's the same with health care. How much are you going to have to pay for health care? Affordable? Are you kidding? Not according to the current state of what they're talking about. 800-259-5791, Obama next on ATN.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Off to Donovan Madsen for that one. That's a new one in the rotation. Haven't heard that. Hey, everybody. We're hanging out here on ATN, steering this ship. Kate Delaney, you can flip me an email, americantonight.net. Got a ton of them, I promise. I will go through them a little bit later. In fact, in our next segment, we'll get to that. I want you to hear what Obama had to say earlier in the day about a bunch of different things. We're going to do that in a second, but first let's jump to Steve, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's happening with you?
Well, I just wanted to kind of talk to you about this, the way they're abusing the conference process now on these bills. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be the House would pass a bill, and then the Senate would pass something very, very close to it. And then it would go to mm-hmm. conference, and they'd come out in between, right?
Right, of course.
But now the House will pass a bill, and the Senate will pass something absolutely, totally different so they can get it passed. And the Senate say, you know, it's nothing at all like what the House passed. Then it goes to conference, and guess what comes out? The House bill.
Yeah, and that's no good. That doesn't work, no.
That's what they're doing. That's what they keep doing, you know. And the senators just say, well, no, we passed something totally and completely different, never voted for that. But when it goes to conference, you just, bam, you got the House bill. And I don't know how to stop that. Most people are not really hep to the whole conference committee bit, but they have to be called on that. You got to don't pass anything.
Absolutely, and you're right. That's exactly what happens. It's like when we're talking about something, you say, well, it went to committee, and you've picked up on it, but most Americans probably don't realize that the changes, that's why sometimes you'll see somebody react like they got burned, like, whoa, this isn't what this is won't be agreed to. Even if you look at John Boehner the other day, when he decided to take the climate control bill, and he purposely went through the whole bill and he started reading stuff on the bill, realizing that even from that point of view, a lot of stuff gets shoved under the radar and they don't even realize it's in there because they don't read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, there was, did you see where he was reading the thing, and part of it said something had to be done by within 1 year of 2003.
Yeah.
He's like, that
yeah.
was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, right? You know, I mean,
right.
How can they put something in that says has to be done by 4 years ago? It shows that they're not paying any attention at all.
No, they're not paying any attention. They're shoving things through, and it's all about maneuvering, lunching, you know, luncheons, meeting with the president, meeting with the lobbyist, meeting with whoever, and then just weighing the vote as to which way you're going, sadly.
You don't have lobbyists anymore, Kate. You must be confused.
Exactly.
Obama doesn't allow lobbyists. I think they do it in a different room.
Exactly.
They're living roomists or something.
Exactly.
No lobby. Not allowed in the lobby anymore.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I don't like to say, I don't know what to do about this game that they're playing with conferencing, but it has to be drawn attention to and tell them, look, we're not going to go for this anymore. You said, well, I didn't vote for it. Well, who cares if it became law?
Yeah, absolutely, because it doesn't matter. Because whatever trickery is being used, it goes through, and then it contains a bunch of things that ultimately, that's what I was saying earlier, the sleight of hand of how your taxes are going to go up or how much more you're going to pay, but your representation is not representing you in Congress. They're not doing it on the Hill. And then you go through these committees and things change and it reverts back to what it originally was. So some of the things that they wanted in there, whoever it is, whatever congressman, et cetera, or whoever put a little addendum in there, it sticks and it stays in there, and you have to swallow it, and it's ridiculous. It's kind of like that Chris Dodd thing. Remember the AIG and the bonuses, and nobody really knew that, but that was thrown in on the side end of
right.
the bailout? That's
well,
what happened
know, the
there.
Other
so
thing, they keep showing this thing where Obama said, if you make less than $250,000, you won't see a dime of your tax increase. Well, you know, he didn't say it's not going. He said you won't see it. That's the whole idea that the ad valorem tax. You know, you're not going to see it. You know, just relax. I'm going to sneak up behind and stick it in your, you know, in the back. You know, who cares if I don't have my income tax raised if everything I buy is three times as expensive?
Right, exactly. So you will feel it, and so it's just a sleight of hand. That's the best way to put it. Hey, Steve,
and
thanks for the call.
You say, these evil guys are raising your gas price. They're raising price of this. They're raising your price of this. You know, but I didn't raise your taxes.
Right, right, because that's how you get elected. You don't want people to think that you're not raising the taxes, but you're just doing it a different way. As always, my man, stay chill in Dallas, okay?
Thanks, Kim.
All right. And we're, of course, on KVCE 1160 AM. You know, Steve calling from Dallas. Boy, there was like last week 4 days where we had 103, 104 degrees outside. It was crazy. Now it's almost balmy when you're in like the 90s. It's like, wow, this is like California weather. Blunder of the day, that's coming up. But I wanted you to hear what Obama is peddling lately. Here's just a slice of Obama speaking earlier in the day, talking about a couple of different things that we keep talking about here on this show, things that you should be aware of, and listen to what he has to say.
But before I begin, I just want to say a few words about where we are as a nation and where we need to go. And we're living through extraordinary times. I don't need to tell you. This generation of Americans, our generation, has been called to confront challenges of a magnitude that we have not seen in decades, perhaps unlike anything we've seen in recent history, challenges that few generations of Americans are asked to face. In addition to the immediate threats that we face, we've got two wars going on and a very deep recession. Our economy has also been weakened by problems that have plagued us for decades. The crushing cost of health care, the state of our schools, our continuing dependence on foreign oil. Now, I know there are some who say we can't tackle all of these problems. It's too much. Congress can't handle it. The president's juggling too many things. My administration's taken on too much too soon. We're moving too fast. What I say is that America has waited long enough for action on these issues. It's not too soon to fix our schools when we know that if our children are not prepared, they are not going to compete in the 21st century. It's not too soon to wean ourselves off of dirty sources of energy so that we can grab hold of a clean energy future. We've been talking about clean energy since Richard Nixon, and it's time for us to act. And I congratulate, by the way, the House of Representatives for beginning action this past week on a historic clean energy bill.
All right, so you heard what was wrapped up into that, and here's the one thing you take away. I congratulate the House, whatever. Okay, so that's fine. But, again, we go back to this thing of they say we're moving too fast. The president's juggling too many things. See, this I just don't get. I don't get that you're the president, so just say what your agenda is. Try to get the people on board, but who cares what other people are saying? There's too much emphasis on either a talk radio, Fox News, or whoever they're determining is trying to shoot down the agenda, and they're worried about it. And why? Well, because talk radio couldn't be bigger. The numbers are huge across the land, certain shows anyway, and syndicated radio, that's why there was the scare over the fairness doctrine. And Fox News, the Fox News channel, somebody must be watching it because they're having their best year ever. And I can't understand why you have a president that constantly is worried what media people are saying and what they're putting out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're giving a lot, that administration is giving a lot of credence into, or power, kind of transferring it into the media, which is absolutely crazy. Now, and then the other stuff that you hear there, it's the time to change, blah, 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 blah. But the problem is at what cost? Okay, so nobody got off their rear ends, let's say, on the subject that nobody wants to talk about, illegal immigration. They didn't enforce any of the laws 25 years ago when we didn't have so many people crawling across the border and there wasn't as big of a problem. So everybody ignores it because certain people are making money. There's no bus of all these bogus IDs or paying under the table or whatever. And it just gets worse and out of control. But guess who pays for that? So sad for all of us. We happen to be born in the wrong time because it's you and me that we pay for it. And again, with the promises of the no taxes, it's just simply not true. The same thing with health care. And here's the thing with health care. I think everybody should have health care. I think it's embarrassing and ridiculous that we have health care that ranks in the mid-30s compared to other countries, that Morocco has better health care than we do. But once again, it's the same scenario. It was allowed to get out of control, and never would there were pushes at times in our history to do something about health care, but nothing truly ever was put to paper, pen to paper, that was significant. And so now the crisis point is because you have people unemployed. So unemployed people, then people who are barely employed, and they're supposed to pay for everybody else. I don't get it. As much as we all want to help our fellow Americans, and we do, I mean, I think the people that call this show are pretty generous. Everybody's helping somebody. But you can't carry everyone on your back. You're asking the guy who's not making that much money to carry the other people on their back. How can they do it? They're barely eking out a living. And unfortunately, if you really read some of these policies, it does affect the people who, frankly, are making way less than $200,000. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we have the blunder of the day, plus your emails, americatonight.net.
DeVille is here!
Ooh!
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Two, three, four.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
All right, for the blunder of the day here on America Tonight, how would you feel if the guy next to you stripped naked during the flight? And, of course, the flight attendants and everyone around is panicking. They try to cover him with a blanket. Finally, as luck would have it, you have two cops on your plane, so they subdue the nut and handcuff him. I mean, actually, it's sad. It's not even, I don't even want to call him a nut. It's just a sad thing. So this 50-year-old man, Keith Wright from the Bronx, was taken into custody. This plane was going from Charlotte to Los Angeles. They were forced to land in Albuquerque. And he was on the plane, and he started to disrobe when he was sitting in his seat. And they couldn't, you know, the flight attendant asked him to put his clothes back on. She said it a couple of different times. She covered him with a blanket, and he took all of it off. He punched and kicked the flight attendant. Ugh, that's awful. And then the two off-duty cops helped, which was lucky that they were there. So the weird thing is, too, the flight attendants were dealing with an unrelated onboard medical problem at the very same time, so it made the situation worse. That's great. So you're on this flight. You think you're just trying to go cross-country, which is a long flight from Charlotte to L.A. You got somebody having problems breathing, and then everybody panicking there, and then you have somebody taking off their clothes. Ooh, man, oh, man. And I guess he wasn't drunk. He didn't smell like alcohol. But some people told the FBI, because ultimately they picked him up in Albuquerque, that he was dancing around before he jumped on the flight. So it was pretty crowded, the boarding area. And he was seen kind of doing a jig. Well, I guess he had something up his sleeve once he was on the flight. I mean, he was completely naked. And they took him in handcuffs off the plane. So that had to be a little bit, I'd say, rattling to the flight attendants. Man, that job anymore.
It just gets worse and worse.
Exactly. That job anymore just gets worse and worse. I can't even imagine. Hey, Donovan, what if, you know, you saved up your pennies and you finally got to take a flight somewhere and that happened on your flight? That would make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
I don't know, honestly, what I would say about it. It would just be so bizarre.
It would be so. That's what I'm saying. There's no words for that. It's bizarre and sad. I mean, it's sad. You don't want to see somebody humiliate themselves that way. There was something not right with him. But how awful for those flight attendants. And if you're nearby, what do you do?
I really don't know.
I have no answer for that. Because I don't want to touch the naked man.
Pull out my cheap airport book and pretend the entire world just went away or something.
I bet you that's what a lot of people did because it had to be awkward. It was pure luck that you had two cops on the plane that made it easier because, of course, they know how to handle those situations, so they jumped up to help her, which was good. But otherwise, I mean, look, he was kicking her and it was getting out of control. So then the people on the plane are forced to have their plane go down in Albuquerque, because when that situation happens, you've got to get the person off the plane. And then how much time does that add ultimately to your flight? Yeah, that's sad. It's sad that the guy did it, and I guess he was severely bipolar, and who knows, maybe he didn't take meds or took too many meds or whatever, they'll find out. But that would be awful to be in that seat. I know I've said it before, but I'll never forget. And my brother, like the smartest thing he ever said to me, you know, it's the most random thing in the world who you sit next to on a plane, especially if you're traveling by yourself, because you just don't know. Lucky for me, I've met some wonderful people on flights because I've flown a lot as I've lived all over and my family lives back east and I don't live near them, etc. But I haven't had a problem with that. I only had one time, and the guy wasn't kneeling next to me. He was actually really nice, but got upset and slapped someone in the head with a book, and I thought, wow, here goes our Christmas. It didn't happen. That was lucky. Because now, since 9/11, everything has changed in the airline industry, as all of you know who have flown. So any shenanigans of any kind, it's a thin line regardless as to whether or not, you know, somebody's getting out of control or they think somebody's out of control or, you know, whatever. Speaking of out of control, and I talked a little bit about this. Don brought this up. Don in Wyoming brought up the Honduras thing and the whole coup and the reaction to the coup. And I talked to a couple of people in Washington today that I know that are on top of this situation as to what Hillary Clinton's doing and, you know, what Obama's doing. And of course, we know Obama's supporting the exiled Honduran president, Zela, who was removed from the country in, what they're calling a military coup. But what, of course, it turns out is in their process, in their democratic process, they didn't want to extend term limits. They didn't want to push term limits. And here's what's happened now, basically. What's happened as a result of this, you have the UN saying that they're not going to support Honduras, this new situation. Zela saying that he's coming back in. And it turns out that, see, I thought the new guy was really the Chavez guy, but it turns out that no, Zela is really the Chavez guy. And that's the whole idea of keeping him there and keeping him in place in Honduras, and all of a sudden this bubbled up. And what the people are saying as they're protesting in the streets, you see the signs, and the signs are reading things like, okay, America, let us have our government. That's one of the things I read today. Obama, stay out of it, was another thing that I read today. So this ousted president is not, now he's saying he's not going to return until at least Saturday after the 3-day, what they call international deadline to reinstate him. So originally he was going to be there Thursday. Now, what's interesting, and I couldn't find out too much because it's pretty much tight as a drum, what's happening is the new provisional president, Roberto Micheletti, had sent an entourage to Washington to have a discussion. And what's going on is Micheletti is assuring everybody if Zela returns, he's going to be arrested on a couple of different charges. So the Organization of American States passed a resolution saying that he should be returned to power within 72 hours. And it sounds like gobbledygook. It's pretty easy. The guy gets ousted. He was pushing for to stay as the president of Honduras. And then basically their form of government said, no, that's not going to happen. Their Supreme Court, if you will, said, no, forget about it. And he wasn't, in the sense of a military coup, you know, machine guns to his head, we're going to blow your brains out if you don't get out of here. It wasn't that kind of thing. It was just like, you know, you've been asked to leave, that you're no longer the president. That's what amounted to the military coup. So the international community, this guy apparently is more like a dictator than even I realize. The international community is putting lots of pressure for Zela to be back and be the president, to get back to work. And Honduras is saying, no way, this is not going to happen, even for whatever, 7 months, I guess he would have had left or something. And then you'll basically would have elections. So in 7 months, you'll have elections anyway. And that's what Micheletti is saying, that he's the interim guy until the elections. So there is like worldwide condemnation, and the people in Honduras are taken to the streets. The demonstrators are all over the place, clashing with the police there. And this brokered deal, in the end, apparently has created a split division in Honduras. So you have a lot of the people that are actually pro for what has happened because they think Zela was much more like a dictator, and they like the idea of getting an interim guy, having the interim guy Micheletti in, and then ultimately being able to go and vote. But then there are others who are setting fire to things and are carrying signs that say down with Micheletti. So the Honduran Supreme Court said that Zela is one of the most corrupt guys, and it's one of the most corrupt institutions in Latin America. My, oh my. I think this is the next bubbling up point. Honduras, look out.
Don't get too cocky, my boy, no matter how good you are. Don't ever let them see you coming. That's the gap, my friend.